The Glass Lady Project with your host, Becky Mitchell. This program features artists and individuals from our community who have stories and history to share.
Today joining me, I have Katie O'Connell. Welcome, Katie.
Good morning. Thank you.
So, Katie, you have lots of roles in our region. You're a teacher at Lake Park Audubon, and I know you have a lot of community service that you do. But one of those roles is you're on the Lake Park Historical Society.
Correct. Yes, I'm actually the president of the Lake Park Area Historical Society.
Okay. For those listeners who aren't familiar, what does the Lake Park Historical Society do?
Well, the Lake Park Area Historical Society is a 501c3 organization in Lake Park, Minnesota, and it's basically organized just to preserve the history of our area. It's primarily Lake Park, but we also include the area around Lake Park.
How do you differ from, say, the Becker County Historical Society?
That is a good question. I know we share a lot of similar interests and topics and things like that, but the Lake Park Area Historical Society is primarily, again, focused on the Lake Park area residents and the history and the stories, and we just work very hard to keep those in the Lake Park area.
And that was a bit of a loaded question. Listeners, you know that I work at the Becker County Historical Society, and I think that the goal of both entities is to complement each other and try to work together and partner. And that was going to potentially become a little bit stronger in the future because you have some exciting news.
We are very excited. Recently, we were offered a building, a structure in Lake Park, and that is the old drugstore. Drugstore was closed recently, unfortunately, and very sadly, and the owners felt that it would be a perfect match to donate it to the Historical Society and use that as a historical building.
And you've had kind of some rough times. I mean, we are facing that as well in our entity, but your collection has gone through some rough things because you sold what was fondly referred to as the Omdahl House. Give us a little bit of that timeline of what you've kind of gone through.
Sure. Well, a few years back, we sold the Omdahl House because it just wasn't handicap accessible. We didn't have heating and cooling available. And when we put it up for sale, we didn't realize that it would sell so quickly. The Becker County Museum was very gracious, and they've been very supportive. They offered to house some of our objects and things like that, and we've been very, very thankful for that. In this process, we moved some of our collection items to the old high school, and while they were being stored there, there was a water break, and so unfortunately, the collection items that were there are covered in mold, and they are damaged beyond repair. So not everything that we had is gone. We have things stored in other facilities, other locations, but that particular set of things is damaged. It's just a very unfortunate thing that happened, but we're very, very grateful to Arliss Erickson, who has donated this building to the Historical Society. It's not official, it's not in paper, it's not that yet, but we have a verbal agreement, and we are very, very excited for that.
It's fantastic news. Yeah, water, you know, it's a wonderful natural resource that we have in our area, and of course we can't live without it, but when it comes down in the form of rain and leaks, it's just so hard on collections and, you know, paper and those artifacts. Once they get mold, as you've stated, sometimes they're unreplaceable or irreparable, but even if they are, the cost to go through that can be quite daunting. What is the hope for the new Historical Society? Will there be regular hours? What does that look like?
That's a really good question. We're in the process of working on that. We're working with the city. We'd really like to see the new museum as a community gathering place. We would like to see organizations take advantage of that meeting place and use it for maybe 4-H meeting or a ladies circle meeting. We just want people to really take advantage of this special, special building. It is such a beautiful building. Mm-hmm. And we also hope that people will maybe bring in family collection items, you know, maybe a hat collection or some farming tools, and just allow the Historical Society to use that as a temporary display. So we're really hoping to gather community support and have this as a community building.
Now, you also own a one-room schoolhouse out in Lake Park. Will you continue to operate that, I assume?
Yes, and actually today, the elementary students are there for the one-room schoolhouse country school day, and so we have a retired teacher over there, and she is conducting a school day as it would have been done years ago. So we're very, very fortunate that we have that facility, and we use it every year. Many children say that's the highlight of their elementary school years, is being able to participate in that. So yes, that's something very unique that we are in charge of, and it's just a special thing in our Lake Park area.
Do other schools other than Lake Park Ottoman take advantage of the schoolhouse, or is there the opportunity for them to take advantage of the schoolhouse?
That is a very good question. We haven't ever had another school request or ask for that. Certainly, if someone wanted to go into the museum and do that, we are certainly open to discussion on that. We try to have the schoolhouse open monthly in the summer so that people can get in and see that. It is one of the few remaining schoolhouses in Becker County that still serves as a schoolhouse. It hasn't been converted into a recycling bin or something like that. So we're very appreciative of that, and we've had some very generous donations to help keep that structure alive and thriving. So it's a wonderful resource, and certainly we're open to other opportunities.
Great. I know within the last month or so, Lake Park had their Pumpkin Fest, their annual Pumpkin Fest celebration, and your historical society sure had a strong presence there. You did a few activities. Remind us what you did out there.
Well, we had the schoolhouse open for tours so people could go in and sit in a school desk and see all of the things there. That was wonderful. And then we also have our annual pie and ice cream social, and we've combined efforts with the local firemen, and so we have that particular activity at the fire bay. So it's just a wonderful way for people to see what we're doing and to see that we're out in the community and we're trying to raise funds for our organization, and it just has a lot of historical meaning itself, just pie and ice cream.
You know, everybody loves pie and ice cream, and the schoolhouse, you've done a remarkable job. I've been in there several times. It really has been kept in really great shape. It is like walking into the past, so hats off to the Historical Society for that. Let's talk a little bit about the structure of your organization. I believe you're all volunteer-based, correct?
That is correct. We have our board of directors, and we have our executive board. And then, of course, we're always trying to increase our membership and just get additional people coming in and helping with our activities and things.
Do you have any sort of sign-up to be a member, or how would one go about doing that?
Well, you can always follow our activities on Facebook. It's Lake Park Area Historical Society. And we also have a webpage, lakeparkhistory.org. And so we have just loads of information on there on membership, donation, things in the area. We also have collections at Sunnyside, at the elementary school here in Audubon, at the city center, and also at Exshell Church. We also have a Civil War flag at the Legion. So we're trying to really get our collection items out into the community and let people enjoy those special things.
Great. So if I'm cleaning out a house or a barn, we're in the fall here, everybody's kind of feeling that it seems like spring and fall is when you purge. If I'm feeling like I have a collection at home that I need to get somewhere, again, on your Facebook page or your website, there's information on how to go about doing that.
Actually, right now, we'd really encourage people to wait, because we are in transition right now. Until we get into the museum and get that established, we would really appreciate people keeping us in mind, obviously, but maybe just waiting before contacting us about dropping off items. And we also want to make sure that the items they drop off has a story to them. We aren't looking for things that are old just because they're old. We're looking for things that have a story to them. Maybe grandma's first christening dress or something with special meaning that people would like to share.
I think I have said that on this show several times. A great point that this area has been around a long time now, and to just receive something in that is simply because it's old, or if it was a World War II uniform, for instance, it has a lot more value if you can put a little paragraph of whose that was, what their connection to either, in your case, Lake Park, or in our case, Becker County. Tell us a little bit about them, because as time goes on, genealogy research is so huge, it really helps connect the dots a little bit later down the line. You know, you don't know in another 10 or 20 years who's going to try to trace your family genes. Tell your story, even if you're doing something present day that is unique, and it seems a little pompous or maybe self-inflating to write down what you're doing, but I think both Katie and I can speak for that, that when you're trying to help somebody figure something out on a past family member, just having that simple piece of paper saying, oh, you know, I did this, or...
Yes, absolutely. And we've just had a lot of neat requests come in, a lot on the orphanage that was once here in Lake Park. And so anytime you have a picture, for example, that's another good one. If you have a name attached to that or a story attached to that picture, old pictures are wonderful, but for our purpose as a historical society, it definitely makes a difference to have that connection there.
Right, and you get to a point where you can't take those items if they don't, because space is always limited and time doesn't stop, so the collection continues to grow. Do you have any sort of timetable of when you'll be in the building?
You know, it's too early to say right now. We're working on different things. Ideally, I think the plan is to switch ownership before the end of the year, but who's to say how long that will take? And then also, we will need some time to set it up as a museum.
Sure.
Like I said, it was previously a drugstore, and a beautiful drugstore, and so many wonderful historic items in there. It could just be a drugstore museum. It's so lovely. But we will have to make some modifications and things. We'd like to put a main floor bathroom in there so that people can come in and spend some time, and if they need to use facilities, they're able to. So there are some modifications that will take place, but we don't have a specific date. I think the more people that volunteer to help will definitely speed up that process. I would hope personally that by the spring that we would be ready to go.
Great. Yeah, there's a lot of thought that needs to be put into buildings when they're used as museums, with lighting and heating and cooling and ADA accessible. And I think it shows real responsibility on your part as a historical society, at least taking those items into consideration. You can't always change all of it, mm-hmm. but at least to have awareness of it and an attempt is great.
And again, we are just so thankful to the Erickson family for thinking of the Historical Society, and that is such a special building. So much history, so much family history for them, and we're just very honored that they would choose the Historical Society to receive that special gift.
Absolutely. And, you know, it also, for a small community to have a building with a purpose as opposed to just being closed up and used as storage,
yes.
is huge for all of these small communities. So thank you to the Ericksons. And in closing, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, we just like people to support the Lake Park Area Historical Society. Look us up on Facebook, share our Facebook page, and look us up on our website. And just thank you so much. The community has been so wonderful, and we're so grateful.
Absolutely. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you so much.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy Art Culture Heritage Fund of Minnesota. To hear more, feel free to visit www.nijiradio.org. That's www.nijiradio.org.